Well, good morning and welcome to our local spotlight show this morning here at WJBM. With me this morning, well, first of all, everybody knows it's the voice of the Tri-County, and we have a voice from Greene County this morning, a good voice from Greene County, one of the best voices I know. I think the best voice I know from Greene County is with us this morning, and that is my friend and longtime musician that worked for us, John Evans. Welcome, John.
Hey, Chris. Thank you for having me.
So you're from Carrollton. Yes. You grew up in Carrollton?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah? On a farm or what?
Yeah. I mean, technically, I grew up in outskirts of Eldred, but basically went to school and stuff in Carrollton. Yeah.
Yeah. How'd you get into music?
Well, that's not a long story, but it's my grandpa played. Well, he still plays a little bit, but he's getting up there in age. And I would watch my brother get taught by him, you know, like on Sundays or whatever. My grandpa would teach my brother how to play, and I would just sit there and watch, and I'd bang around on just an old guitar he had, not knowing what I was doing, until I finally asked my grandpa, hey, can you teach me a couple chords? So he finally did.
How old were you?
I was probably 10 okay. or 11. Yep, and he taught me a couple chords, and I didn't have a guitar yet, but my brother had one, and he told me I couldn't touch it. So I'd wait for him to leave on weekends, you know, and go party and stuff, and I'd slip in his room and play on it, not knowing what I was doing.
So what's your brother's name?
Josh, the lawyer in town.
Oh, Josh. I'll be darned. Yeah. So yeah. He had the guitar.
And he played a lot, you know, before he got in the military and all that stuff. But once he got in the military, he quit, and I kept going with it, you know. So that's kind of how that started, you know.
Uh-huh.
And he never knew that I was slipping in there playing on his guitar, but that's a story. And then I found a little chord book in his room, and that's how I learned. I taught myself basically the rest of it after my grandpa taught me a couple chords. I taught myself.
Where's the first place you ever played at in public?
The Gettin's Oasis.
The Gettin's Oasis?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. I played for free for the first, I don't know how long it was, at least a couple weeks, I think.
But so you'd go in there, would you play every night or on just no weekend?
It was Thursday nights.
You played Thursday nights. How old were you?
Oh, I wasn't 21. No, I wasn't 21 yet, but I was probably 19 or 20.
Okay, almost drinking age.
Yeah, almost. Almost there. Yeah. But there was a lot of late nights there. Yeah, there was a lot of late fun nights there. And actually, it was pretty crowded for a Thursday, you know, especially when the college kids were home. It was a pretty good time.
Have you ever played the bowling alley for John?
No, I haven't.
You haven't?
No, I have not.
Okay. Yeah. So now you're married.
Yeah.
To Olivia.
Yeah.
Sweet Olivia. And you have two young boys.
Oh, yeah.
Is it
Wyatt and Waylon?
Wyatt and Waylon. How about that?
As Western as you can get. And no, it's not a coincidence. No.
I see.
Yeah.
Now, are they going to be musicians as well?
I'm sure one of them probably will be. Yeah. One of them definitely will pick it up, I imagine. Yeah.
Okay. Did you have any other brothers and sisters? Just
yeah. Yeah, I had altogether, there was four of us.
Uh-huh.
So, like I said, one's a lawyer, and then two are truck drivers. Yep.
Mm-hmm. And were they musicians at all?
No, I don't think anybody. I know nobody in my family sings but me. So,
well,
that I'm aware of.
I bet they got good voices. I mean, I think.
And I've always said that too. It's like, I think, yeah, they probably have a great voice. They just never tried. You know. Or at least one of them would, I would imagine. But
yeah, because I think there's some genetics involved in that.
Oh, yeah, I bet so.
You know, I mean?
My dad could be an amazing singer, but if you looked at him, you would never think it, you know.
So you played around, you played in Carrollton, and then did you play at any other places for a while around this area?
Well, let me think.
No, just at the Oasis?
They're in the beginning, yeah.
Uh-huh. At what point in time, because I know you eventually, you got good enough that you decided to head south,
yep,
to Nashville. Mm-hmm. How old were you then?
I just graduated high school, 2010.
Yeah.
Yep. Mm-hmm. I went down there for a little bit.
Yeah.
Yep. But it was back and forth. It wasn't like a solid, you know, 2-3 years. I mean, it was on and off for 2 or 3 years. It wasn't just a solid, you know, living down there for straight, you know, time.
Have you been down there lately?
Last time I was down there was probably a couple months ago.
Okay. Well, that's lately. Couple months.
Yep.
Has it changed much since then?
A lot.
It's
changed. A lot more commercial. A lot more bachelor parties. A lot more bachelorette parties. That kind of stuff.
Uh huh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, tell us a little bit about that experience going down. What's it like? Because everybody, you know, I mean, that's a dream of a lot of young musicians, is just to go to Nashville, make it. I mean, it's the number one. I mean, it's a number one spot.
I mean, when you go down there, you're thinking, you know, you're going to be somebody. You're going to make it big. But you realize there's everybody's doing the exact same thing you're doing. And they're either extremely good or they're extremely bad, it seems like. There's no middle. It's just one or the other whenever you walk into these places. And you don't get paid. That the bar doesn't pay you. It's all tips. Bartenders get all tips. You know, band gets all tips.
Everything's tips.
Everything's tips. So
You had to find a place to stay.
Find a place to stay, which I
was
stayed
that hard?
I stayed at a Days Inn, and it was only like, it was real cheap. And it was right by Opryland down there is where I stayed for the most part.
Yeah. So you stayed in a hotel.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
And then you would, how would you get booked into places to play?
Okay. There's a bar called Tootsie's, and that owner owns two other bars. I know he might own more, but he owned Rippy's and Honky Tonk Central also. But on, I think it was Sundays or Saturday mornings. It might have been Saturday mornings. I can't remember. But he had a open mic kind of thing where he did tryouts in the morning. Started at 10 a.m. So you go in there and just play with your acoustic. And if he liked you, he would get you on the roster of playing these three bars that he owned. So I went in there, and I didn't know what to expect. So I walked in there and started playing. And he really liked me. And he said, okay, we're going to get you on three times a day, 7 days a week. You're going to play three times. It's like
three times?
Yeah. You start at 10. And then from there, you don't quit till 10 at night. And
you kind of
space it out, yeah. Or midnight, I can't remember what it was. Sometimes midnight, but it just depends, yeah.
So you would play, I mean, how long would you play for, though?
4 hours.
You played for 4 hours?
Yeah.
And then you got a break or what?
Sometimes you get a little bit of a break. And
then you have to play another 4 hours?
Yeah. A lot of times, though, there's multiple singers and stuff. Like, for, like, the morning gigs, there would be, like, you know, you'd be sitting on a stool with maybe another guy or two other guys. And you would all just kind of go through, like, you'd sing a song, they'd sing a song, and the next person sing a song. It's just kind of like a, you know, you go through the motions of that. Yeah.
But, yeah.
And then at night, you would play with bands, and you've never met these people before in your life.
Right.
And you just ask them, hey, you know this song? Okay, let's fire it up. And they would all, and for the most part, I mean, everybody down there, for the most part, knows about everything you're going to play. You know, so it's pretty amazing. You know, and they're all, you know, especially the night, I noticed the night people are usually pretty dang good that they're playing.
Yeah. So you play for 4 hours, maybe take a little break, get something to eat, then come back and play for another four, get something to eat, take a nap, whatever, and then come back and play another 4 hours.
Yeah.
And then do that 7 days a week?
It depends. I mean, the owner was pretty lenient. I mean, he'd let you play as much as you wanted to. And I was wanting to play a lot. So, I just said, okay, sounds good. So I played, 7 days a week. Yeah.
What kind of money did you make?
You know, the whole thing with, like, oh, you're only getting paid tips sounds bad, but you make some pretty good money, because when you're sitting there playing, there might be, I don't know how many people from all around the world walking in that bar, tipping you, walking out. I mean, so you might make $1,000.
What?
Yeah. In one day. I mean, it's...
Yeah?
It just depends. Or more. You know, you can make, you know, more than that, but, yeah, it just depends.
Wow. That's great. Yeah. I don't know if you made $1,000 working at George's or not.
Oh, no. But did all right.
Yeah. So you did that for how long?
I'll say altogether 3 years. I'd say
3 years?
Yeah. Yeah. On and off, you know.
And at what one point in time you said, I'll go back to Greene County?
It got pretty crazy down there. I mean, the traffic and everything else. It just got pretty hectic, I'd say.
Yeah.
Yeah. And a lot commercialized. It got real commercialized and just, yeah. So.
And you quit enjoying it?
I quit enjoying it because I think it's not that I'm bad. There's good parts of Nashville, not to say that there isn't, but it started to get a little too more commercial for me and too much about the partying for me.
Yeah.
You know, so that's why I kind of
too much partying for yourself.
Yeah, that's true too.
That can happen for sure. So that's the party town.
Yeah, oh yeah. But like I said, I'll still go back though. I still like to play down there every once in a while if I can.
Okay. And so you came back to Carrollton?
Mm-hmm.
And back to the family farm, or
what
happened?
Back to the family farm, you know, helped my dad on the farm for a while.
Yeah?
Yep. And then the next venture, my brother, Josh, he decided that he wanted to purchase this little slot parlor in Carrollton.
Yeah?
And he needed another person to go in on it with him. So I said I would do it. So we signed the papers, and then we called it John Slots in Carrollton.
Yeah, so you are the John of John's.
I am the John of John Slots, and I always get asked that. They always ask me, are you the John? I'm like, yes, that's me. I'm the guy on the door. That's me. That's the name on the door.
So how's that going?
Pretty pretty good.
And you've been at it for how long now?
I think it's been 4 years now.
Wow.
We opened up right before all that COVID stuff hit, so around 2019, end of 2019, yep. We've been shut down twice, yeah.
And what's your...
since then.
Tell us a little bit about John Slots. What's your philosophy there?
Philosophy? Peaceful gaming.
Peaceful gaming. Yeah?
Yep.
You just come in, it's nice
come
and quiet.
In, relax.
Do you play the guitar while they're playing?
I have. Yeah.
But it's just relaxed.
It's a place where you can go and unwind without the kids or without, you know, work and worrying about anything. You can just go in there, relax, have a drink, and gamble. Mm-hmm. That's kind of my whole thing.
21 and up?
21 and up, yep.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And it's been doing well?
Been doing good, yeah. Been doing good for Carrollton, absolutely.
So what else is going on in Carrollton? As far as on the square, I know there's some new things popping up
there
on the square.
We're getting a couple new businesses. I think we're getting a coffee shop coming in town. And I think there's a bakery, too. There's some kind of bakery. The coffee shop's going to be where the Wagon Wheel used to be.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, they're going to open up like a drive-through coffee shop deal in Carrollton. And then the bakery, I think it's, I want to say wherever that Copper Stills and Mash is, I think it's around there, but I could be wrong. I think it's near there. So it's kind of on the square, too.
Yeah. And then there's a new, because the grocery store left.
The grocery store left, yeah.
So have you had anything pop up since then?
The hospital opened up like a wellness center. I think that's what they're running. That's where the old IGA grocery store was. That's a wellness center now. Yeah. And you can go there and work out. And I tell you, it's booming all the time.
There's it
cars
is.
Loaded there all the time. Yeah, working out. And so, I mean, that's good. Everybody's getting healthy. I mean, that's not a bad thing.
Okay. Hey, is there anything you wanna say as far as you wanna like that when we get over with this interview? I don't want you to say to me, "Oh, Chris, I wanted to mention."
Yeah,
that.
I know there'll probably be a million things I'm gonna think of.
You got one thing at all you wanna say? You wanna say anything out there?
I mean, not that I could think off the top of my head. I mean, we're pretty much covering the basics of everything, you know.
Okay. Well, at this time, I would like you to do. One of your songs.
Okay.
Okay. One of your original songs.
Okay.
Which
yep.
one are you going to do?
Okay. This is one of my earliest songs I wrote called Woody Road. And I wrote this when I was in Nashville. And I was just kind of writing about kind of missing back home.
It was? Okay. Mm-hmm. And as I told you before the show started, my grandpa and my great grandpa had a farm and they lived on Woody Road.
That's pretty crazy.
Yeah. So, yes.
Yeah.
Woody Road.
Oh,
there's a lot of things happen on Woody Road.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And that's what the song's all about.
So. Yeah. You know, Jeannie Foyles Brady, I had her in a month or so ago, and she's, do you know Jeannie? She's a retired Secret Service agent.
Yeah?
Yeah. Well, she lives on Woody Road.
Okay.
Yeah, there's all kinds of famous people that have lived on Woody Road.
Yeah, I did not
That's
know
for
that.
Sure. Oh. All right. Oh. Woody Road.
Okay.
All right, here we go.
Just a rose around my father's fields. They're on the outskirts of town. Holds my memories than a picture frame. But to most they're all the same. So where I love a few women, lost myself a couple times. Danced with the devil, fought those demons. Came up on top for the first time. Rode around, wouldn't go to clear my head on those late nights. Crank up the Hank songs, be singing along when those were the times. Forgetting about the world and bad parts with it. Man, I sure do miss it all. So much come and told about old Woody Road. A place for heartache became a fashion. And road trips started now. those lines, they flourish. Just hold the lawns out of sight. The road around wouldn't go to clear my head on those late nights. Crank up the Hank songs, be singing along when those were the times. Forgetting about the world and bad parts with it. Man, I sure do miss it all. So much could be told about old Woody Road. So many memories on down that road. Stairway to Country Heaven, where my farm lays beside. Bad decisions aren't uncommon. It'll always be part of my life. The road around wouldn't go to clear my head on those late nights. Crank up the Hank songs, be singing along when those were the times. Forgetting about the world and bad parts with it. Man, I sure do miss it all. So much could be told about old Woody Road. So much could be told about old Woody Road. Oh, Woody Road.
Thanks so much, John.
No problem.
That was great.
Thank you.